Boker Tov, good morning. We are how many hours away? We're about 11 hours away from Shabbat Kodesh. We have to yearn every moment Shabbat is coming, Bezad Hashem. We're in the last piece of Parashah B'Midbar. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema V'Lechalim. Okay. Parashat Bamidbar. We've been speaking about the whole week pretty much about how the Jewish people in the start of the book of Bamidbar was that Moshe was commanded to take a census of all of the Jewish people, to count the Jewish people. And if you look, what's so interesting is the whole first chapter of the book of Bamidbar is about the census of the Jewish people. But there's one exclusion to the rule, and I'm going to read the pasuk inside. It says, "Ach et mater Levi lo tifkod, v'et rosham lo tisa b'toch b'nei Yisrael." Don't, on account of, do not account to enroll and however you read, do not on any account enroll the tribe of Levi or take a census of them with the rest of Am Yisrael. Don't count Levi, Hashem says. Count them separately, not with the rest of the Jewish people. The Levi are not included in the rest. And the question becomes, I think everybody asks, is why? Why not count the Levi with the rest of Am Yisrael, the tribe of Levi? That's what Ach et mate Levi lo tifkod v'et rosham lo tisa. Don't count the tribe of Levi betoch b'nei Yisrael with the rest of Am Yisrael. So Rashi on the spot, Rashi asks this question, and Rashi says, "Kedai hu lichyon shel melech liyod nimne levado." It is kedai. It is worthwhile. The legion of God, the legion of the King, that he should be counted. That tribe should be counted separately. The tribe of Levi was the tribe that devoted their lives to teaching the rest of the Jewish people Torah. To teaching the rest of the Jewish people to take the right path. To be straight people. This was the tribe of Levi. And so since that was their task, Hashem says, I want you to count them separately. They are not getting inheritance in the land. Why? Because they are my portion. They are doing my will in this world. Everyone else is just being a Jew. But they're doing my will. They're doing what I want from them, and I'm going to take care of them. They don't need a physical portion. I'll take care of them, Hashem says. And some people think this is only a theory, but it's not real life. I want to tell you, this is not just a theory, and that's a mistake if you think that. This is not a theoretical thing. And this is something that the Legacy of Torah is a book that he wrote on this very beautiful idea. He says this exact point. He says, it's an idea that is actually a real idea in life. And it's actually quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam says the following, and I'm going to paraphrase. The Rambam says that why didn't the tribe of Levi receive a portion in the land of Israel, inheritance in the land of Israel? So the Rambam says, the reason is because Levi set aside themselves to be for Hashem. They said, we are going to serve God, we're going to learn Torah, we're going to teach Torah, we're going to be Hashem's servants that are Ovdei Hashem. You know that guy who is not just a regular Jew, he's that guy that you can tell, you look at him and he's like, that's Hashem's guy. You know, that's Hashem, no, not me. That's Hashem's guy. You know, like, he's all day, that's what he does. He serves Hashem. You look at him and you see, in his eyes, you see Eved Hashem. You see serving God. That was tribe of Levi. That were the Leviim. And so therefore Hashem says, I don't need to give them a portion inheritance of the land. I'm going to take care of them, Hashem says. This is what the Rambam says. And the Rambam continues. And the Rambam says, and if you think this is only for a Levi, you're wrong. People think, oh, it's a Leviim. It's not just a Leviim. The Rambam says, every single Jew, I'll read it to you. Velo Shevet Levi Bilvad, not only Shevet Levi, not only tribe Levi, ele kol ish ve'ish. Every single person, every single Jew. He says, anyone who sets themselves aside, the Rambam says, separates themselves, and says, I am going to be this serving of Hashem, this Eved Hashem, I'm going to devote my life to Hashem, that person, he doesn't need to worry about anything. Hashem will take care of him. Now, of course, you have to put in an effort. But you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything. You can devote your life to Hashem, and everything in your mind can always be, how can I serve Hashem? How can I serve Hashem? And you can know that Hashem will take care of you. That's what he says at the end. says, Hashem will take care of him in this world what he needs. And I think this is so important because I think a lot of people think, okay, there are more observant people. They're supposed to be the Ovdei Hashem. They're supposed to serve Hashem. The Levi'im, they're supposed to serve Hashem. That's not true. Every single Jew, and the Rambam, I'm going to quote this in the Rambam. The Rambam says that when another Jew, even a regular Jew, not a Levi, he does this and he says, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to separate myself to Hashem. He becomes Kodesh Kadashim. He becomes like the Holy of Holies. He becomes like even higher than Levi. He becomes like the Holy of Holies. That person becomes such a level that Hashem blesses him. Hashem will take care of him. Why is this so important? Because I think in actuality, a lot of people's excuses to serving Hashem is because, no, this is for more observant people. I'm not meant to do that. And that's not true. What the parasha is teaching us is that when it's saying, don't count the tribe of Levi, it's saying because they separated themselves. If you want that Hashem blessing, that Hashem protection, you have to categorize yourself like a Levi. You don't have to be a Levi, but you have to be like a Levi. What does that mean? You have to act like a Levi. You have to act in the ways of the Levi'im. What did they do? They served Hashem. And everything that they wanted to do in their lives, no matter what, if you're in your business world, you're serving Hashem. If you're in interaction with other people, you're serving Hashem. You're always thinking about how can I be sanctifying God's name more? How can I serve Hashem more? How can I be better? How can I work harder? How can I do more for Hashem? It's never enough. There's always more to do. This is what our parasha is teaching us. Never think that it's okay, what you're doing is enough. That's not enough. You can always do more. And it's great. You feel accomplished when you do more. You feel accomplished when you're doing something. But you're constantly thinking, look at the tribe of Levi. How can I be part of that tribe that Hashem says, I want them part of me separate. They're my own team. It's like, you know when you're part of, let's say you're part of a sports team. And I'll finish with this idea. You're part of a basketball team. And the coach comes and he's giving general attention to the whole team. And then he says, okay, after practice, I want you to stay. I want to talk to you. Now, what does that feel? You could feel scared, or you could feel excited. He wants to talk to me. That means maybe I did something great, or maybe I did something terrible. And when he talks to you, he tells you, I love you. You're my favorite. You're the best. Why? What did I do? It's because everything I say, you listen to me. You do exactly what I want from you. This is what the coach says to him. Now, everyone hears about this, that he pulled him aside for this purpose. Now, what do you think everyone else wants? They want that. They want to be like that. How can I be the coach's favorite? How can I be that guy that the coach says, I want him on my side. I want to have private conversation with him. I love him because he does exactly what I want. He's Oved. And this is exactly the Nimshal. The lesson is what the Levi'im were. The Levi'im were Ovdei Hashem. They were serving God day and night. That was their job. We need to innate inside ourselves and make our minds always think, how can I serve Hashem in every single thing that I do? If that's our mindset, we become like the Levi'im, and we become like what the Rambam says, we become Kodesh Kodashim, we become like the Holy of Holies, the holiest of all people, because we're serving and devoting our lives to Hashem, and everything we do is for Hashem. And so when that's the mentality, we have nothing to worry about. Hashem will take care of us, Hashem will protect us in this world, and in the next world, B'zad Hashem. I wish everyone a bracha, that we should all work on trying to be like the Levi'im, trying to be like the people who served Hashem and devoted our lives to Hashem. And so therefore, when we do that, Hashem will bless us and protect us, that we should always have blessing, help, and success in our lives. Have a great day, everyone.